All right, so this is the third, I think, and certainly the final installment
in
prayer, what it is and how to do it, which is not totally improvisational. We're doing this, we're following the Puntras to the field of the Rebbe Rashab. And as always, this shir is Lilu Nishmat Shlemi Ben Moshe, our good friend Bundy. My name's Avi Kamen. And at the beginning, we offer opportunities for anybody who's around to mention names that need refuah shlema or also Lilu Nishmat. Anybody?
Shlomo to Lisa, Neshama Shavuot, Shlomo to Lisa, Bat Abraham, and Neshama Shavuot Leah. Simchateinu Bat Shendo, my mom is Koran Bacha, and Neshama Shavuot Leah. Passed away recently. He's Neshama Shavuot Leah. And refuah shlema is tomorrow, Yentel Bas Chana.
Can you people out there hear what he's saying?
Yes.
Okay, yep.
Good. So I'm not going to repeat these names.
Shlomo to Lisa was Alexa.
Alexa, yeah.
And refuah shlema for Charna, Alexandra, Basana, Esther, and Elias Neshama for Maisha Leib ben Shimon Yitzchak and Beth Sheva Rifka Bas Shmuel Chaim.
Refuah shlema, Bunim Leib ben Etta, refuah shlema, Zelot Chaim ben Gittel.
All right, so a review of just to get into where we're going to start tonight. Before we started the actual content of the Maimer, we put on the table three definitions of tefillah that are brought, not, as I say, not in the Maimer, but from other places. One, the base word is derived from Naphtali, the son who is established, Leah says, my connection with my husband. So Naphtali is a tefillah's connection. Also, it's nefillah, which means falling down, literally, which means humility, opening oneself up. And it's also the Lashon Teifel, as in Gemara Kalim, it says Teifel Kli Cheresh, that one sticks together an earthenware vessel. So all three of them, openness, humility, and the other two have to do with position of the heart. And that's why it's called Avodah Shebalev. So in the first couple of oisius of the Maimer, Rabbi Rashab told us that, well, first of all, that tefillah is not his bindiness. Because, and in fact, I know a lot of people who are so focused on how to do his boininess according to, you know, the proper Torah way. And it's important. Not only it's important, the Rabbi Rashab says it's critical, but it's only hachana. It's only a preparation to davening. And the davening is not about his boininess. It's not about making chidushim in the pasukim. The more one learns, the more one knows all, you know, tons of themes and variations in all the pasukim that we bring in the Torah, I mean, in the davening. And we've learned, the more one learns, particularly one learns Hasidus, the more chidushim we have, real valid chidushim that our Rabbi Seinu, Nisyenu, our predecessor, Rabbeim, and our Rabbi, has given us meanings to these words, all well and good, and all necessary, but they're not tefillah. Tefillah is a connection, right? Essentially, it's a connection. So one can be very full of one's head, very big intellectually, and very wide and deep in terms of one's learning. But if the learning is not only touching your heart, if it's not absorbed in your heart, it's not called Avodah Shebalev. It's not davening. It's not Avodah Shebalev. So what is Avodah Shebalev? Avodah Shebalev is a function that melds, as we said, Tofel Kli Cheresh. It brings together mind and heart. And that particular aspect of a human being which does that is the faculty of Das, the faculty of the part of the brain that brings brain energy down into the organs in the body, and particularly in our case, we're talking about the heart. And that is, he calls it a koyach hamasa. It's the power of deed that enables the mind. It enables the mind to motivate and motivate the Russian motor. It gets things going, and it gets things going in a way that lasts, because one of the two key words that he brings about das is hiskashrus. The word hiskashrus means to tie, to bring two things together. And he uses this language. The inyan is soel yuklat. It's so well gathered into your heart, and it's so well yonuach from Lashon Nach, and it's settled so deeply and so permanently into your heart that it makes an impression that's an indelible impression. So, for instance, in discussing what it's not, one can do a lot of hispaininess, and for a moment, actually, in davening, and in many moments in davening, get fairly excited. But does it stay with you? Does it change you? If it doesn't change you, it's not das, because das has to make a union that lasts. That's his kashrus. And the other piece is the hergish, the sense of hergish. So I was thinking about, there's a common expression that when someone says a word of Torah, you say, You say geschmacker Wort in Yiddish. It's a really tasty geschmacker Wort. Now, Worts don't have any taste, but nevertheless, you say it's tasty because this, and that itself is an expression that unifies. The senses. Wort is something you hear with your ears, senses. Something that's being a concept, an idea, but it has a geschmack. So if the Wort has a geschmack, that's an example of Das.
It resonates.
It resonates, and it resonates, and it gets implanted. Don't forget, resonate can also echo back, right?
That's a great word.
It gets implanted. That was the word you used. It's yuklat. Like it's yuklat. It's gathered together and it rests. It settles in your heart. And yes, it does. It has to resonate. Without that, it's not going to do that. It's not going to be gathered and settled. There's a pasuk that says, "Tam uru ki kev Hashem." Taste and see how good is Hashem. Goodness is not tasteable, but we can taste it. So we can taste, but we don't normally taste. I mean, that's like in English, there's a word for like synesthesia is a word for that in English, where for instance, you hear music and see colors, right? So the union of two senses, which are not normally joined together, but here it's even deeper than that. The world, the union of mindfulness, the world of mindfulness and the world of heartfulness comes together. Okay, so that's as far as we've gone. And how to do it is our discussion for tonight. We actually started that, so I've given you if you have it online and you have in front of us, on page 23, you're going to ignore my brackets and look at my arrows because I've shortened it even because we've started this last week. There are five ways which the Rabbi Rashab puts on the table in terms of how to establish this Hiskashrus and this Hergash. So I will read the first one, at least up to a point, and then we'll go through the others. So on page 23, there's an arrow in the left-hand margin, which is the end of the line that I'm going to start, which begins with the Aleph. The word is Pratim, and then Aleph. First thing, so Tzorek Lahasir Midait, they call Tirdor. When you come to pray, you have to sweep out of your mind anything that's distracting, which itself is not so easy to do, but you've got to clear the pathway so that the brain has a pathway to the heart and not occluded and interrupted by all other stuff. So clear out the brain, clear out, call tirda, all interferences and difficulties, shall you taught to be a say, so that you won't be bothered and confused in your tefillah. Shazel kashalom razal, this is what our sages have said. The oilem, nichanes, odem, shir, shneip, sochim. A person has to open up a measure of two doors, two openings, the ispala. Now, measure is a measure in time. The time it takes you to walk from one doorway to another. Delay a little bit. Don't just walk into Beis Hamidrash or stand up wherever you stand. Give it a little chance for yourself to clear out your thoughts. Shelo yamahar yispala. Yeah, don't be so quick to jump into the davening. Get yourself settled. Get your head clear. When you come in from the outside, he's talking here to obviously to Bochrim and Balabatim who come into the Beis Hamidrash to pray. But wherever you're praying, get rid of me in yon of Hagashmim. Get the physical stuff out of your mind, the attachments to the physical, the humrim and the coarse things out of your mind. Now the yeshak ashiir, you should delay some measure of time. That you should allow these things to and cause these things to depart from you, in yoni hakodmin, those things you came into previously, shelo yivalvaloi, so in order that they don't confuse. That's number one. Number two, we'll go to the bottom of the page. Jonathan, Esther?
Amen.
Yeah, okay.
Acher shalavushim ha...
Yeah, shalavushim, talus and tefillah.
Right. Oh, I did this last week, great. Yeah.
So after you put on talus and tefillah, it's good to think before the davening. Something in Chassidus. Now this is emphasized. I mean, here we're past this point where he has talked a lot, huge amount about what, you know, if you're going to bring into your head things to misbinding on, where do you get them from? So the big pool of source for all of it is Tzoris Chassidus. So bring something of Chassidus into your mind before you start to die. Koidim
Atfila. Right.
For a half an hour or more. So it's also when you stand or you're sitting in this place, with the place where you're planted. And in this way, your brain and your heart will be a fit vessel to receive. Now listen, this is something we can do because he's just talking about opening up a sefer chassidus, a tanya, a maimer, a sicha, and learn for a half hour and just get those things into your head. And he says it's particularly good to do this sometimes, he didn't say particularly, Sometimes it's good to do it, particularly before Birchas Mitzvah, in that place. That's the place, because that's the jump-off place for entering into Shemoneh Esrei. The next thing we're going to do is the prelude of Shema, and then into Shemoneh Esrei. All right, so now we're on number three. So number one was get the stuff out of your head. Two, put stuff into your head, right? Three, get into a posture of shiftless, of humility. As the sages say, it's a chazal, as he said. A person should only pray from the position of kavod rosh, literally means heavy head, but it means, you know, shiftless, humility, openness.
What's the next Rashi Tavis?
The Hu Inyan
Ha Kana B'Shiflus Al Yidei Mimayre D'Chushpana.
So this is what he defines. It's shiftless, it's humility, it's being frank with oneself and making a frank accounting of yourself, of where you're holding and where you could be holding. To think through all the specific things with your that you've been involved in your thinking, in your brain, your speech, and your deed, Ashalela Hashem, which have not been to Hashem. And think about those ways in which you have distanced yourself from Hashem with a complete distance. So how much more so? I mean, it's one thing, it's almost the logic. If you're engaged in thoughts, speech, or actions which are disconnecting you from Hashem, so you're not a vessel for the light of Hashem and its holiness. So he means the mashal here. If you're going to bring a king, lichlach. If you're going to bring a king into the dwelling, so you want to clean the dwelling as much as possible, right? So if it's not clean, it's not a fit place for the king. Similarly, and similarly, every person, each and every person, has to become a fit vessel, right? This is the, you know, think about this. I mean, because all of us have the animal, the mundane, clear it out. That's what went on in the temple, and that's what goes on in the temple, which is the heart of each and every one of us. And that's what it says. Within the heart of each and every person. Now, that was Gimel. We're going to skip over to 25. We covered this actually last year, last week.
That's why I'm just getting
them very brief. We are now on page 25. There's an arrow on page 25. You want to keep going?
I don't mind. I'll
tell you what. Jonathan, you want to do it?
Or no?
We're on page 25. Ari, are you going to do it?
If I can read it, it's tiny, but I can try.
If you want, I don't want to, you know.
Right, I just have to see if I can do it first. I'm doing this all off my phone.
Really, the im hachonis anal.
Anal.
These preparations that we mentioned them above. If they don't help to oneself, or literally to one's soul, that one should be a keli, a vessel. Machon and fit
right. Machon.
If that so far that we've talked about is not sufficient for making you a fit vessel for the resting of Hashem, that Hashem should rest within you. Because the accounting that you did, as we talked about above.
I'm trying to read.
That's a sign. If you're not being
penetrated your heart.
That which you've done before hasn't really touched your heart properly.
Properly.
And your heart has not been broken in truth.
True.
You know, I just want to say this because this idea of having a broken heart, your broken heart here, and is in context of the broken heart, is the notion of breaking through. softening, breaking through. It's a mashal that we have in the last few days of Tanya. It's big. If you have a big log, it won't burn unless you so-called, the word is avacho, you have to crush it, right? So I just want to point out that this crushing can never be from the perspective of Chassidus, it can never get you down. This is not deject. This, we're not talking about putting yourself in a dejected state. We're talking about putting yourself in an open state so that the broken heart is so that the light can shine through the cracks. That's what we're trying to do here. That's the idea of a broken heart. But so I just wanted to make sure that people don't walk away into thinking that this is like feeling depressed.
Right, right.
Breaking through limitations. Yeah. The external limitations and the heart covering of the heart.
Exactly.
Breaking through the strength.
Right, the shell. Covering your...
Like what? Problem.
It's like you have a shell that's like covering yourself. Covering your heart, but you have to like break through that.
Break through the shell, exactly.
They just said, like, I think you know, I don't know if the analogy was to shrinking years ago. Those the bookshelves, these with the books, I don't know if it was in Yiddish, in general, when they would break through, it was similar to breaking through the external part of the wood into a deeper part.
Okay,
I think Hegelian dialectics is a similar analogy. Just
okay, go ahead outside the parentheses. Sorech le'oire.
Sorech le'oire b'tefila.
One has to arouse in one. Prayer, Rachim Rabim, great mercy.
Great mercy. Al Nafshai. Echa Shiarda Meigra Rabba Kavira Amiksa.
Amikta. Arouse a great mercy. Think like this. My soul came from an Igra Rama, which literally means a high roof.
A high roof, right. All right.
That's where my soul came from, right? And it was thrown down into this Bira Amikta, into this pit. Deep hole, this deep pit, right? And that's a fact. That's not something, that's just the life, right? We came from on high and we thrust down low. So have some compassion on yourself.
Have compassion.
Compassion on yourself. Yeah.
A lot. Dilmala Bisharasha.
Because your soul in its root is very, very high. All right.
Right. Its source is very high.
It's so high that its next raise.
The Myla, Myla Misharish Hamalachim.
Yeah. Our souls come from a source much higher than the angels.
Much higher than the angels.
Yeah.
The Haisa Amenas Tamid.
The Ava Vayira.
And Rashi Tevis for me.
That's okay.
Kamashi Kasev, by Hashem, Asher, Amati, Lefanev.
Yes. So this is a pasuk which refers to the place from which we were hewn out. That's another expression. Chai Hashem, Asher, Amati, Lefanev. Where was I? Where did I come from? I came from right close to the Chayas of Hashem. That's where I stood. I stood in front of him.
You have to mention yourself at that point, at that level.
Yeah.
The Yura
Yeah. The soul. The Shalah goes on the soul. The soul's right. Love and awe of Hashem was so great. Haya.
Haya Ramala Bain. Yeah.
Inarev is much, much higher than.
Yeah, Hava the Yura Demachem, much higher than their love and fear.
Yeah.
The angels, right?
Hold on, we have a question. Question.
Yeah.
I heard years ago because the angels don't have free choice. They don't have, if Hashem has a will.
That's a fact about animals.
Right, it's an angel, not animals.
Yeah, no, but they're called Chayus HaKadosh.
Okay, that's why I said.
That's why they don't have free choice.
So he said once a mission is there, they're complicated to pursue a mission. Once that mission is completed, they return.
Okay.
But why is it? Are we higher because we have free choice? Is that why it was saying?
And that's not why we're higher. That's a faculty we have. The reason that we're higher is we come from our source in godliness is
the source.
That's all.
Okay.
Simple.
Good answer. I just didn't know that before.
And in addition to that, we're given free choice. But the root of us, we're rooted much deeper in God's essence than they. That's all this point is right here. Kamisha Kosov, B'mokam Acha is written in another place, Be'arucha at length. Okay, we're going to go down to, that's Dalim. So who remembers anything here? One, two, three, four.
Well, we have, the first one is to empty yourself out, right? The second right. one is to put chassidus in. The third one is shiftless.
Right.
The fourth one is to contemplate on where the source of and where we come from.
Good.
How great we really are after we were humbled. Right. So.
That's a good point. That's a nice point, actually. First comes the humility, and then how. Then you can think about how great you are.
Because, otherwise, because you're great only because you're a piece of Hashem.
Yeah.
That's why you're great.
Beautiful. Hey, let's go to Hey, okay? Jonathan, you want to say?
Yeah, it's
Hey, hey, down at the toward the bottom. Hey, you see a bracket about 10 lines up over on the left. And the particular, let's go on, the particular preparation to davening the Shimon Esrei, the Frat specifically, who is, go ahead. Yep. Is to think now about that you are standing now in Shimon Esrei. You're about to take these steps into Shimon Esrei. What are you stepping into? You're stepping into frontal exposure, face to face with the Melech Malchim Lachim, the King of Kings. Right. And you're davening in the second person. Baruch Ata.
Baruch Ata Hashem. Kibuchol Bata Dibur. Kibuchol Bata Ata Kodesh. Kibuchol HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Medaber. Was it Lenebach or Lenokoach?
Lenokoach.
Lenokoach
is second person.
Lenokoach Hashem.
So he, what is he's just he's stringing all these along to emphasize the ato, the ato, the ato. This is not third person. This is not some
connection to the ato, like when the you know Moshe Rabbeinu being erased and then Hashem saying the ato, the ato.
Yeah,
the
essence, like really, ato.
You, the ato, right?
One of the Drushim in ato and. This is it pops to mind, and it's interesting because I'll say it doesn't help me at all in davening. But Ato is all the letters of the alphabet, Aleph to Tav, right? Hashem. With the He and Hashem. Thank you very much.
Beautiful.
It is. I mean, I didn't make it up. But again, that's it's interesting because I just thought that. But it's a distraction, really, that thought. Because all I want to know is I'm with you face to face, lover to lover, the beloved. That's what I want to feel, a unis. I don't need all this intellectual stuff.
That's interesting. I had a teacher, our Tanya teacher in high school. We used to think he never knew any of our names.
Okay.
But he used to say, you, over there. Like, that's sure. how he used to talk to us. And now, like, learning it on a deeper level, I'm like, wow, he looked past all the externalities and went straight for
right
the neshama.
Exactly. Exactly. Okay. Yeah, and specifically when you contemplate, meditate.
When you do a short contemplation, you're preparing yourself.
Wait a minute, I want to stop that. This parenthesis is very important. You're doing hisboininess, look inside.
Yes.
The hisboininess is a hisboininess katsura. It's a short hisboininess, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's a hisboininess behiskashrus.
With a connection.
With a connection.
Deep connection.
Yep.
So maybe a short mind, but the connection is deep.
Yeah, the main thing is the connection, not the hisboininess. That's over and over again.
Yes, but sometimes people can get so caught up in their hisboininess that they're feeling more of themselves than of Hashem.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
Right. That's the point. Right.
Good point.
That means there's a
way to focus on.
Also, right?
Huh? Absolutely. Possibly. Yes. That's why he keeps emphasizing. The reflection and the you could be overwhelmed with
otherwise
your overwhelmed with
ourselves.
Your genius, right?
Otherwise, we'd be worshiping ourselves.
Yeah, that's what it's to say. So it's a short meditation, but it's with his kashrus. You're
right.
Tied to it. Go ahead, the gedulas.
Gedulas, Ramamot. Is that the levels for
yeah.
Ramamot?
With the greatness and the exaltedness of the Ein Sof.
Actually, What is
how and what do you what is this? What does it mean? An expression of how exalted and how God is that everything, kula, everything in front of him, kameh, is considered like nothing. Shekula kameh kule, gam hamedreger hayeser elyoine. Right at the end of the bracket.
Oh, you're right. I'm sorry. Let me see.
That everything is considered like nothing, even the highest levels. So interesting his point is, if you think about it. It starts, you know, before that was Rahmanis, have Rahmanis on yourself on how low you are, right? Mm-hmm. And only after that do you have the ability to think about how high you are. But now, in thinking about how high you are, think about that no matter how high you are, you're still in a place of nothing because everything is nothing in front of you. Skip to.
I just realized.
Huh?
Sorry, but I just realized that Esther.
Esther.
And I'm trying to figure out the second half, but Esther has Ein Sof in it.
Esther has what?
Ein Sof in it. Esther has Ein Sof in her name. Sorry.
All right.
Random thought. Okay. Go ahead. Via Esther Malka.
So now let's turn the page to the Kitzur here. I'll read the Kitzur on page 26. Kitzur. Now this brings it all to. We've explained, Yevaha, we've explained, it has been explained, Hei Hachonis El Avodis Tefillah, five preparations. So this little kitzer you could put up on your wall or put in your pocket, right? Avodis Tefillah. One, L'Hasir Kol Machshavas Mamila D'Alma, get rid of all the thoughts of the worldly things. Well, Amid B'Macham Echad, and stand in one place. He mentioned that earlier.
Don't
move around. Lachshev, number two. Think about some chassidus or learn some chassidus. He said for a half hour. Bilavishas talis tefillin, when you put on talis tefillin, if you're not putting on talis tefillin, just spend the time learning and thinking about chassidus. Three, lifoil hashpola atzmoy al yedei meriras, to affect a lowness in yourself through the avoida. He didn't use this word before. It's an interesting meriras. And you know this the story on meriras. From Tanya, you probably do, right? The story of Meriros. What's this is of like page three, maybe I'm not of Tanya. The difference because in all of the meditations that have to do with thinking about how low you are, the Alter Rebbe Barvorns, that's the word in Yiddish. He may be careful because thinking about how low you are can lead to depression, which is atzvos. This is not about atzvos. This is about Meriros. Meriros is bitterness.
Bitter.
The difference is.
Yeah, bitter. What's the difference?
It's saying it's the difference is I am in a low place or I am in a low place. You understand? It's what is the focus on? The low place or is it the I?
That's good. And I'll say one further. If the focus is on the low place, I don't want to be in this low place. I want out of this low place. Meriros is energetic.
If you're focusing on where you're at, then you can come to the place of where Hashem wants you to be at. If you focus on yourself, that I am this, and there's shame, and there's this guilt, or whatever.
Yeah, then you get depressed.
What's the translation of meriros in this context?
Bitterness. The translation is bitterness.
Like more.
Right. Yeah, and that's a simple thing. And this is something that you need to carry us all through Hasidus. At any time it speaks about this avoida of shiftless and lowness, it's for the sake of developing, I don't want to be here, right? In other words, I am low, right? And that lowness is, and even the shiftless can also be misunderstood. If shuffle, right? I'm low, I'm a nothing, I'm a garnish, it's not worth me getting up in the morning, God forbid. On the contrary,
so you
develop a sense that from this, whatever limitations I have, I want out of those. I want breakthrough, right? You use that word, Jonathan.
I want to do something about it.
What's that? That's why I use the word shrinking. I heard that.
I'm not just sad and just going to forget the world. I'm sad that I want to do something about it. I want to change it.
That's it. Maria says, I want to do something about it.
I want to, you know, like I'm mad and I'm not going to take it anymore, right?
That's right.
I'm not so that kind of feeling that I'm like determined.
Maria. So that's number.
Out of that dark place.
Yeah, that's number three. Number four. Think about how you know where you've come from, and the opposite side is how that you can get back there. In other words, how you can open up the door to deeper levels of perception, because this is really who you are in the first place. And that's where you came from.
Yeah. When I read David's Tehillim, you know, Psalms, so I think of the same healing, breaking through the limitations, you know, reaching out to a higher source.
And after that, the fifth one, think about a simple thought. I'm standing in front of the essence of God.
That is, how can you think about that?
Why don't they have this at the beginning of every sitter?
That's what I said. Put it up on your fridge.
Just not even in every sitter, there should be the basics of right. Exactly this.
Right, exactly.
What are you supposed, when you think on right before the onus of Hashem, is your, what is it expect, Matanya, for you to derive or feel from that? The onus, the awe of a Kadosh Baruch Hu?
The
onus, yeah. Is that what you're saying?
The love and the awe.
And
both,
the awe,
both
the awe behind.
But particularly the awe.
The awe, that's what I was saying.
Particularly
that
the awe.
And that's what you're supposed to
that's
do.
A, that's exactly it. Beautiful.
Okay.
Put this up in our heads, put it up on the wall, put it in front of us at the front of the sitter, and then turn to page 28. 28, the bottom of the page. So the Rabbi Rashab is going to now say, okay, with all of that, what if you're not up to any of it? The young kids, like Siria Gudis Chabad. The children on Shlichas. The children who've not yet learned all, you know, whatever. They're not, but he's talking still to his Hasidim, he's still talking to us. Behini Hatsa'idim, children, Asha Oidle Lomdu Divrelki Chayim, Kol Tzorcho, who haven't learned Hasidus sufficiently, Leida Pirte Inyone HaHizboininus, to know the details of Hizboininus Alburiyim in a clear way, Lo Ya'alu B'mailus Hizboininus Lifnei Avonos, because of their youth and they haven't cultivated yet the mind faculties. They're not yet able. They just don't have the ability yet or the experience yet to contemplate in details. And certainly not with a deep, deep kind of das hiskashris and das hergish feeling. And if they think they can, they're making a mistake because they just, you know, be honest with yourself. I mean, I learned one parak of Tanya. That's, I mean, saying I'm a kid, right? First time I learned Tanya. I'm getting it, but I haven't got the richness yet just because I haven't had experience enough yet. So don't kid yourself. So how are you going to do his boininess, the heinous bilus alev, and how are you going to get all the things that we talked about in terms of arousal of the heart? And if a person isn't honest with himself, a kid, a pre-bar mitzvah, bar mitzvah, 15, 16, about this, so he could accustom himself and make mistakes because he doesn't yet have a proper understanding. It takes a while to get it, and a lot of good teaching, and a lot of good mashpiyim, and a lot of good friends to get proper understanding of Hasidus. And even after he learns a lot, and he knows, and he can contemplate fairly well, he's excited, but in a general way, before he has sufficient practice to actually meditate in particular things, so what does he have to do? First thing, and this is why kids are learning Hasidus in yeshiva, they should sit with their chaverim and have chaverusas in learning Hasidus, in order lisboinin beinim pratyas. One of the most, I mean, I, you know, came to, after a lot of university training, I came to a yeshiva and sat in chaverusa, and it just like hit me in the face, the genius of chaverusa.
Yeah.
You know, instead of being lectured at, or even small discussion groups, because in chavarusa you work at it. You really, you know, back and forth. So get into chavarusa, you know, with your friends, and particularly friends who know more than you. And make yourself available and open to those who are larger than you, who know more than you, to receive from them. So this is a very, I mean, to me, important, really important instruction to somebody, I'm looking at you because you're the youngest guy at the table. But mm-hmm. when you sit in yeshiva and you have an opportunity to learn, this is an opportunity to admit to yourself that there's somebody who knows more than I. I'm going to open myself to actually take from that person and learn from that person. Because, you know, particularly smart people have a tendency to aggrandize their own smartness, right? But in Chavarusa, what you need to know is both of you just no defenses, no defenses. Just take it in, go back and forth, and acknowledge that there may be a teacher who knows more than you, and let me learn more. Because the importance here is that you're creating a vessel for yourself. You're creating a new instrument for yourself to be able to play well, to be able to work on yourself in play and engage, that's the word, not play, engage in tefillah and in Yiddishkeit in ways that you could never do if you held yourself apart and didn't engage in chavarusa and didn't engage with gedolim lekabel mehem, with people who know more than you and receive from them. And you should choose some topics in Chassidus and really delve into them. This is the way, you know, in the yeshiva, don't you learn, did you learn Be'in or you all learn?
Yes.
Yeah, I said. Are you learning Gemara?
Yeah.
So do you know the difference between learning Be'in and Girsa? Have you come across? So in Girsa, what you're doing is you're just trying to understand it. You're just going through it. And it's a big thing in itself. Iyun is when you get into very, very depth, very deep. So start to know, develop a habit of learning both in both ways.
Yeah.
When you're learning, Rabbi, when you're thinking is not superficial.
Right.
I'm familiar with it. Someone
right. Sees no, but I'm just talking to Yosef. Yeah. Because he's
thinking is superficial.
Masmin. Masmin.
They have tracks.
Right.
In this class.
So I know. But do Masmidim learn?
They look
the
more probably
Be'in. Yeah,
ahead doesn't necessarily mean deeper in. I don't know. It's,
what do you say?
My
usually, see, I mean, my kids went to Masmidim, and it usually means that they're more advanced.
Right.
More you know, advanced. It doesn't necessarily mean that they're learning Be'in.
Right.
So this is something important that you should take certain topics and really get into them. Because the deeper you get into them, the more your brain is really drenched, like, you know, soaked with it. And if your brain is soaked with it, there's more chance that some of that soaking is going to drip into your heart.
To get to the heart of something.
To get to the heart of something. It's a beautiful, yeah.
Exactly. You say that too, to get to the heart of the law.
Right.
You know, whether it's studying Gemara or right. Get the heart of it.
So learn learn in both ways. Where am I? Ligras, Girsa, and in Ian. And when you're learning that way, Yoga Esatsme Ladasis Hashem, you should work on yourself to das, not understand, but to tie yourself to Hashem.
And when you say das, people don't want the experiential part of this. What you want
to do. Experiential part is the point of the das. That's the whole point of the das. Right. Lil Menoisim Ia, Tulomish, and Lahovin Hatev Esadavorim, Lashurim Bi Alburim. To understand the things straight and clear. He's talking now to Bachrim, you know, to the Yeshiva Bachrim and Kaila Bachrim, call them younger men. This is a way to learn, not for the sake of knowing, meaning intellectual, I know a lot of Torah, but for the sake of knowing Das, meaning I've tied myself. My heart is tied to my mind. The yoga is asking, that only can come through the Yigia, through work. The Das is Hashem, L'Havim Hetev Es Adavorim, L'Ashurim Yaburim, to understand everything clearly. The Zeis Tihia Avedosam B'Tefila. And this should be the work of a Bacher in Tefila. Now he's talking to all of us, right? He's taking all of us. We're all Bacherim here.
Except the Rebbe Rashab started in Chetmimim. So.
Right, exactly. Uh-huh. Exactly. I mean, that's a very important point. That's a good point. You know, the Rebbe Rashab himself, he was challenged by other Gedolim and even by Chassidim. Why do we need another yeshiva? There are in Europe at that time, there were jewels of yeshivas. So his answer to that was, that in this yeshiva, we're going to learn Chassidus the way we learn Gemara.
Mm-hmm.
That was his answer. We're going to learn Chassidus the way we learn Gemara. So that it's, you know, we're steiging in Chassidus. That's, you know, in Lipitz yeshivas, you'll hear that word a lot. Steig, he's really working at it. Or the word in the Hebrew is le-yoga. Steig in Yiddish means the yoga. The yoga is atzmi le-das, to know not just the sugi in Gemara. I can say it backwards and forwards, and I can make a pilpul in it.
We go the Indian of it.
Get into it, but learn that kind of thing in Chassidus. La-havin heitev es ha-davorin la-shurim. And this should be one service, but tefillah la-ach, La'acher hachona klal is after he has the general preparation that we spoke about above, the five steps, the five-step program, right? But the learning of Hasidus was one of them, and the learning of Hasidus should be in this way. As we said above, see, Father, la'hasir ha'tirdos, and he goes through, as we went through, first clean your mind, etc., and 2, 3, 4, and 5. And then yispala b'kavias, and also, when you've learned the piece of Hasidus, it could be a small piece of Hasidus, but it's drenched your mind with it, then you pray tefillah, the coil, with a voice, k'tas, with a little bit of voice, we're not screaming here, u'bediva mevurach, sheyotze atevis heitev, and with and speaking the words so that it draws out the letters and the words nicely, V'yu hatevis, what's his word? Oh, chayim umeirim. The words should be lively and should be shiny. Mehergash pirush hatevis, from the meaning of the words. Okay, I'm going to go down here now to, where are we?
It's actually very simple.
It's, yes.
It's like, he's not even saying, you know, most Hasidim think it should be like an hour that you're supposed to learn Hasidus.
Right.
You have to this, you have to meditate, you have to... It's so much more simple than what we actually thought. It's so simple.
It is very simple. You just have to know what the simple point, simple structure is, and do it. Okay. So on this, we'll turn to page 30.
Okay.
Top of the page. So if you do what we've just been talking about, you should know. Top of the page. It's an expression, yeah. Right? From the Chazal. Anyone who comes to be pure, they will purify him. So all you have to do is be there in these five ways, and Messiahinle, they'll help you. They'll help you milamayla, from above. V'siyua sheyesh boy mamish, v'yiftach le Hashem yizborach, Pesach yisera. Hashem will open up another door. Another opening, the hoya moichay, to illuminate your brain, libo, and your heart. The toirosoi, the adosoi is bora, with his Torah and his avoid. As he said, it's simple to bring yourself to it, and Hashem will bring himself to you.
It's like the eye of the needle, right?
Yeah,
exactly. Very good, good. So we explain in the Kitzur, Yivork v'gavalas al machus shemayim, that taking upon oneself the yoke of heaven, yidover hashava l'kol. It's something that everybody can do and is obligated to do. And a person is able to be careful, watch himself in all of the details on this subject, to uproot every bad midah. And again, this is, as he said in the earlier part, a person can do his boininess and get excited, but if it doesn't change you,
mm-hmm.
You're not doing what we bring prescribed here to do. It's okay. It has to be la akir kol mida unrad, uproot. With a hardilas atzme be kol mida taiva, and you do it by what's expression that if you habituate to something, habit becomes your second nature. So you can develop a nature.
Yeah, but once it's already become nature, you have to break something again.
Yeah. That's absolutely right. Now it's become your nature. So
you got to go up from
up
that.
The ante.
You can't
right?
just stay
up
put in one place.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You can't rest on your laurels.
Yehine tevis rabi me'anash, from the Anshe Shlomenu. These are the Hasidim. Anash, right? Anshe Shlomenu. Atipikotzora toichin divrei. So I have given over Atik. I've given Atik is to given over in a short way. He calls this little pamphlet. Right? It's a pamphlet in a short way. I've given over the holy words because he's given over the words from the Talmud and other Rebbeim. And he's now going to give us over a little word from the Admar Hansoy, the Mittler Rebbe, the Inyan Bali Askin.
I don't know where you are, sorry.
I'm in Tes Zayin.
But where?
I just skip.
Yitzchazik?
The type of Rabbim, I'm going to give Atik, because Sora Toichim, Divrei, Kovic Kadosh is Admar, and I skipped all those Rosh HaTevis okay. About may he be blessed and all of that. Mm-hmm. The Inyan Bali Askin, when he's talking about businessmen, Bali Askin. It's always translated businessmen.
But
it's all of us who are preoccupied with other stuff, right? Other stuff. We're always seeking other stuff. And as a result, we are Shiev Shalahem Lahadik with Tefillah. And we can't spend a lot of time davening, right? There's always stuff to do. We call Yimei HaShavu all the days of the week. And we may not even be able to do the preparation that we talked about. So, Yesh lohem derech acher. There's another approach.
Not like the Acher from Beit Midrash.
There's another approach.
Okay, good.
Vahainu. Now go back to the next bracket. Every day, learn a little bit before you daven. Yispalo. Bematinus, with calmness. Bisboininus, hatirdos. I'll go skip the line. Bisboininus, hatirdos, shalo yoyale. That all the occupation that you have is not, it's not appropriate now. Don't let that bother you now. Just give yourself a little space for this. You may only have a little bit of time, but use that little bit of time. Yishadzek lilmet ma'at. And daven in a calm way in whatever little time you have. B'tevus of the tefillah in the words of the tefillah themselves. Im lo yischazek b'shah zois, and if it doesn't, if you don't have a lot of time and you don't have the time to strengthen yourself, hademiyad yipul ba'esek atirdos shelo yoyalei. If these thoughts come into your mind, they're not helpful. Oz then sum and shum his bone. If you no, excuse me. If you find that this is boininess is not helping you, and this is expression, a person can be like drunk with meditation, with all kinds of contemplation. The ilazois, therefore, so think if you can't do it, you know, I learned that I was at the shir last night, right? And now it's 7:45 in the morning, and I've got to be at work at 8:30, right? Whatever, right? So think about the fact, according to the Philemoid, at least have, again, back that one little of the five, have mercy on yourself, on your soul. The Yira Bechol Oyes, and look and see to it to fulfill that which you can do, what you can do, our Cholish, even if you can only do it for a moment, Yoiser, one little moment longer. Davening just 1 minute longer, with 1 minute more attention. With this, you acquire Chayim Lenafshei Al Kol Hayom. You acquire life, the life of life.
Beautiful.
All day. And we'll finish here with Yud Ches. Okay? So the Rabbi Rashab says, Ba'arti lifneichem, I've now explained and put in front of you, Ha'hechel b'bod tefillah, the necessity of avoida in tefillah. Hanagei ma'oed, which touches you very much, the kol ether v'echod, to each and every person, b'chai nafshei mamish, and how it affects everyone's life every day. And I've explained to you the manner and the service of the davening. According to the Torah, which is true, which has become an inheritance to us, all of these teachings from all of the Rabbeim who preceded us, all the Admorim who preceded us. So Chusim Yogan Aleinu, may their skus stand in as a shield to us. V'atam Ayvi, and you, my beloved ones, Achai, brothers, Roy, and friends, Simul Ravachim Hetev El Kol HaDevorim Anal. Put your hearts to what I have said. Put your hearts to the wheel, so to speak. Everything I've said. But Hussein, have mercy, Al Nafshechem, on your souls. Limud Ladas is Hashem. To learn, and this is a Limud Ladas, learn in order to have Das, is conscience, connection, Hergish, to feel, feeling. Those are the two words he kept emphasizing. Learn Ladas is Hashem. Limud Hatoiv, in learning very well, the Ian, in concentrated way, the Yod HaDevorim Al Buri of Hetev, to understand the things that you're learning very well, because of the contemplation is a preface. But everything you learn in Torah should be in order to do, not for the sake of becoming an intellectual, to learn to do. And what's the doing? To serve Hashem through this learning, to the true avoider in the brain and the heart, to tefillah, to effect salvations to yourselves, to your soul, to rectify and to purify one's midas, natural midas, and to add life and light, verse, light and life in your fulfilling of Torah mitzvahs, and our hearts should be whole, complete, le'emes, and stand in truth, im Hashem Elokeinu, b'chol prat u'prat, in every detail of our being. Hashem Yisborach, and God may be blessed, yeh be'azreinu, he will be a help to us, v'yor einenu be'or amitis, and he will cause our eyes to shine with the truth of his Torah and his avoda, Yisborach, amen, ken yehirotzu. I guess we should say the kitzur, since it's there, even though Amen can hear us. It's the kitzur. Yizahar b'moy, be very careful. Ki alimid yihe amanas lasois, that one's learning should always be to do, to change yourself and to change the world. Behind al yidei avoida tefila, and what's the avoida? Where does that happen? Where does the change happening? In the base of Mikdash, the animal gets changed and elevated in prayer. Because prayer gives life to the entirety of one's service.
I miss something about that. You said it's elevated in the base of Mikdash, but how do you make the connection to prayer? Because prayer replaced the korbanos.
Exactly. Right, yeah. That is the connection. Sorry about that. I mean, I didn't say it, but you said.
That's my
you said.
When this is turned off, I'm going to ask you something. You should call.
All right, everybody, have a good night.